The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 26, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on September 13th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yata yata
nischalati
mana
chanchalam
astiram
tatatata
niyamya
etat
atmani
eva
vasham
nayat
yato yato nischalati
manaschanchalamastiram
tatastato niyamya etad
atmanyeva
vasham nayat
yato yato nischalati
manaschanchalamastiram tatastato niyamya etad atmanyeva
vasham nayet
yata yata
wherever
nishchalati
becomes verily agitated.
Mana,
the mind.
Chanchalam,
flickering.
Astaram,
unsteady.
Tata, tata.
From there.
Niyamya.
Regulating.
Etat.
This.
Atmani.
In the self.
Eva.
Certainly.
Vasham,
control.
Nayet,
must bring under.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Purport. The nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady, but a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him. One who controls the mind, and therefore the senses as well, is called Goswami or Swami. And one who is controlled by the mind is called Godas, or the servant of the senses. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness. In transcendental sense happiness, the senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesha, or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shah
Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. So that's the mind's nature. Chanchala.
Chanchala.
Has a wandering nature. It has a wandering nature. Even like when I'm sitting here looking at everybody during and I'm giving the lecture. I can see that some devotees are tuned in. Some devotees are wandering a million miles away. So, instead of circling the airport, come in for a landing. That means controlled mind. When the class is being given, one is meant to focus on what's being spoken. Just as when we chant japa, we're meant to focus on the name. When the lecture is being given, whether you speak or I speak, doesn't matter, but when the lecture is being given, we should all focus on what's being spoken. When you see your mind is going away, grab that little rascal and bring it back. It's like when the child is naughty and starts to run into the street, you have to grab that child to protect the child. A child may not like it. Why are you restricting my freedom? The child doesn't realize it is dangerous. The child can be killed by running in the street. So the loving parent grabs that little child, protects him from being killed in the street. So our minds are like little children. They go running here and running there.
Те бягат напред назад.
In the dangerous territory.
В опасни територии.
Therefore one has to learn how to grab that mind.
Ето защо човек трябва да се научи как да хване ума.
And bring it back to Krishna.
И да го върне обратно при Кришна.
You see, Bhagavad Gita, the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is Krishna.
Защото целта на Bhagavad Gita е Кришна.
This transcendental vibration of the teachings of the Gita is Krishna also.
Тази трансцендентална вибрация от учението на Бхагавад Гита също така е Кришна.
I'm not giving you my opinion or my interpretation.
Аз не ви давам моето собствено мнение или моята собствена интерпретация.
Actually, I'm not giving you anything.
Аз всъщност не ви давам нищо.
Krishna is giving you.
Кришна ви го дава.
I just happen to be the mouthpiece right now.
Аз просто съм като говорител.
I can be the mouthpiece, you can be the mouthpiece also if you're giving the class.
Всеки един, който дава лекция, може да бъде говорител.
It's the words of Krishna being manifested.
Това са думите на Кришна, които се проявяват.
And the words of Krishna and Krishna, they are one and the same.
А думите на Кришна и самият Кришна са едно и също.
You cannot separate.
Не може да ги разделите.
By studying the Bhagavad Gita, you're worshipping Krishna.
Изучавайки Бхагавад Гита, вие обожавате Кришна.
So by hearing the Bhagavad Gita lecture attentively, you're directly connecting with God.
Когато внимателно слушате Бхагавад Гита, вие директно внимателно вие директно се свързвате с Бога.
And if your mind is veering off this way and that way,
ако умът ви се разхожда напред назад,
you're disconnecting from God.
Вие прекъсвате връзката си с Бога.
When you're connected,
когато сте свързани,
you are yoked.
Вие сте yoked.
It's like a bull is yoked to the plow. Yoke, you know, yoke. He's yoked. You know that word, yoked?
It's a gameplay. I'm not really sure it can translate.
You take the yoke is that thing they put over the bull and connect them with the plow.
Yeah.
And he's called yoked to the plow, you see.
Yes.
So you have to get yoked or connected.
Yes. Той игра на думи, но нашето казано има една част от плуга, когато се свързва с Библа, тя тази част на...
Да, и на български е така, йок.
Йок ли се казва?
Да.
Еми йок, аз не знаех, че се казва така. Чрез него се свързва. И трябва да се свържете, ако не се свържете, тогава ще бъдете прекъснати.
The reason I use the word yoked is because it's derived from the Sanskrit word yoga.
Причината, поради която...
In Bulgarian, there is another word, yoke. In Bulgarian, it's not a derivative.
No.
It's the same.
This word is yoke.
Same thing.
Yes.
Yoke.
Yoke.
Ah, very good. In Bulgarian, it's yoke. In English, it's also yoke. Yoke.
Ok.
Ok. Okay. Same idea. Very good. So the point is, you have to get yoked with Krishna. You have to get connected with Krishna.
Значи, оказва, че има тази дума на санскрит, на английски и на български. Тази дума звучи по един същи начин. Така че идеята, че трябва да се свържете, да получите...
Just like you connect with the bull with the plow.
Както свързвате бика с плуга. Вол.
So your mind, you have to connect through your mind with Krishna.
Така че трябва да свържете ума си с Кришна чрез този.
You have to tune in, you have to focus and actually understand what's being spoken and try to deeply understand what's being spoken.
Трябва да се концентрирате, за да разберете какво се говори, за какво става дума и дълбоко вътре в себе си да разберете смисъл.
There's different Shishi Garnitai Ki Jai, Jagannath Vallabhed Subhadra Sadbhuja Ki Jai. So there's different degrees of hearing. Somebody isn't hearing at all. Their mind is a million miles away from the club. Some are hearing, but not very deeply. The words go in one ear and they come out the other ear. The key is this. You hear and take it into your heart. What's being spoken, take it deeply into your heart. That's the point. That's how you get purified. If you don't take it deeply into your heart, you don't get the benefit. Of course, there's some benefit. Just to be sitting in the class, there's benefit for everyone. But those who tune in to what's being spoken, in a very focused way, you tune into what's being spoken and try to understand it, they get the full benefit. And then those who take what they've heard in the class and they put it into practice.
А тези, които вземат това, което са чули по време на лекция и го приложат на практика,
they get the fullest benefit.
Те получават най-пълното благо.
So that's the real key.
Това е истинския ключ.
Take what you hear in the lecture and then apply it 24 hours a day.
Вземете това, което чувате в лекцията и след това го приложете 24 часа на ден.
If you do that, you become a sadhu.
И ако направите това, ще станете sadhu.
You become a saintly devotee of the Lord, fixed 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness.
Ще станете чувствам да на Бог фиксиран в предно служене 24 часа на ден.
This knowledge is very powerful.
Това знание е много могъщо.
This knowledge is the fuel that will empower your life of bhakti.
Това знание е за горивото, което ще даде сила на живота ви в бхакти.
Just like you go to the petrol station to put petrol in your automobile, you see.
Точно както отивате в бензиностанцията да си сложите бензин.
So the Bhagavad Gita class, Bhagavatam class, this is a petrol station where you fill up your tank with bhakti fuel.
под същия начин лекциите върху Бхагаватам и Бхагават Гита са по такива трансцендентални бензиностанции, където си пълните своят бхакти автомобил.
If you go to a petrol station and you pull up there and you take the gas thing and you stick it, you take it over here, but you don't stick it in the car and just you put the gasoline all over the pavement, then you wasted your money, you see.
Ако отидете на бензиностанцията, вземете маркуче за пълнене там, как се казва.
You need to put the nozzle into your tank.
И не го вкарате в резервуара, ми го разлете много.
You need to just turn on the nozzle and let it put gasoline all over the ground. You put it in, you want the gasoline in your tank.
Искате бензина да влезне в резервуара, а не да е разпилян по земята.
So when you come to the class, you come to the bhakti fuel station.
Така че когато идвате на лекция, идвате на бензиностанцията на бхакти.
So put the nozzle is the teachings of Krishna and the tank is your ears.
Така че пъхнете маркуча в маркуча с ученията на Кришна.
Put the nozzle into your ear.
Пъхнете го в резервуара са вашите уши.
And fill up with bhakti.
И го напълнете с бхакти.
You see, this is, so you have in this way your mind will become absorbed nicely. And you become very happy in Krishna consciousness. Do you know what the biggest impediment is for advancing in Krishna consciousness? The biggest impediment is an uncontrolled mind. The person who cannot control their mind, they have a very difficult time in Krishna consciousness.
Тези хора, които не могат да контролират ума си, имат много големи трудности в Кришна съзнанието.
So, how about you control your mind?
А вие как контролирате ума си?
Does it control you, or do you control it?
Той ли ви контролира или вие го контролирате?
Does your mind dictate to you how you're supposed to feel today, or do you tell the mind how you're going to feel today?
Той ли ви казва как да се чувствате днеска или вие го казвате на него как той да се чувства?
See, a transcendentalist, he's never affected by the external energy.
Истински трансценденталист никога не е объркан от външната енергия.
He remains always transcendental to the external energy.
Той винаги остава трансцендентален спрямо външната енергия.
Because he keeps his mind always fixed on Krishna.
Защото той държи ума си винаги концентриран върху Кришна.
So in this way, one should learn the art of controlling the mind.
По този начин човек трябва да се научи на изкуството да контролира.
And as Srila Prabhupada very nicely points out in this purport.
Както Srila Prabhupada много прекрасно посочва в този коментар.
When you control your mind, but his next control? What gets controlled automatically when you control your mind?
Когато контролирате ума си, кое автоматично следва в ръст?
That's partially correct, yes. All the senses become controlled. Prabhupada explains here. When the mind is controlled, the senses are controlled. And of course, the tongue is the first one.
Шрила Прабхупад прекрасно пояснява, че когато умът е под контрол, всички останали сетива също автоматично не са под контрол.
It's like on a wheel, there's the center spoke, and there's the center of the wheel, and all the spokes coming out from the center.
Точно както едно колело, когато в центъра му е уста и от нея излизат много спици.
Just like we've seen on our Jagannath cart.
Както на колесницата на Джаганат.
There's that center of the wheel and there's all the spokes coming out from the center.
Центъра и много такива дебели.
So the mind is the center.
Умът е центъра.
And the senses are all the spokes.
А сетивата всички спици, които излизат от уста.
So if your mind is properly situated in Krishna consciousness,
така че ако умът ви е правилно,
your senses will be properly situated.
Ако умът ви е правилно установен в Кришна съзнание,
and your Jagannath cart will go very nicely forward.
Вашата Jagannath колесница ще върви много.
But if the mind is not proper, if the wheel is not properly placed on the cart, the cart won't move.
Но ако колелото не е поставено правилно на колесницата, тя няма да върви.
So you gotta fix your mind on Krishna.
Така че трябва да концентрирате ума си върху Кришна.
Otherwise you won't make any progress.
Иначе няма да направите никакъв прогрес.
The very first thing you should do when you wake up in the morning is fix your mind on Krishna.
Първото нещо, което трябва да направите сутринта, когато се будете, е да концентрирате ума си върху Кришна.
What's the easiest way to do that?
И какъв е най-лесният начин да направите?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You just fix your mind on Krishna.
Това фиксира ума върху Кришна.
First thing in the morning.
Първото нещо сутринта.
And this, and now you also can cite some notable prayers too.
Също така може да повтаряте някои известни молитви.
It's like there's one prayer, a very nice prayer. What is that verse?
Както има и една много хубава молитва. Как беше този текст?
Devaki Janmavado Jalu Jayati Janani Vaso Devaki Janmavado Jalu Badabari Shatsvaira Dabira Shannadaman Stidachir Vajinakna Susmitashi Mukena Vrajapuru Ravanitanang Varyan Kamadevam. It's a very nice verse from the Bhagavatam describing Krishna.
Та е един много прекрасен текст от Бхагаватам, който описва Кришна.
So you can also, if you like, you can learn, memorize some nice verse in Sanskrit verse and you recite that upon awakening.
И може да научите някой прекрасен санскритски текст и да го повтаряте, когато се събудите.
You can say your guru's pranam mantra. That's a very good way to begin the day.
Още един друг прекрасен начин да започнете деня е да повторите пранам мантрата на своя.
You can chant some Brahma Samhita verse.
Може да повторите някой текст от Брахма Самхита.
Ишвараха Парамаха Кришнаха Сачирананда Виграха Анадир Аддир Говинда Сарва Карана Каранам. Or you can sing that nice song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Или може да изпеете тази прекрасна песен от Бхактивинода Такур.
We had a song class this morning. Those who came for class this morning, we had a nice little song class this morning.
Имахме лекция върху песни тази сутрин, който беше тук.
Very beautiful song called The Temple of the Heart.
Една прекрасна песен, Бхактивинода Такур, която се нарича Храмът на моето сърце.
So in this way you can begin the day singing some songs and chanting Hare Krishna, pranam mantra, taking your bath. Just fill yourself with Krishna bhakti upon rising in the morning.
По този начин, чрез прекрасни предни песни, чрез джапа и по други начини, изпълнете себе си с...
Every day is a celebration of Krishna bhakti.
С Кришна бхакти, защото всеки ден е празник на Кришна
бхакти. Not you simply get up and like, well, I gotta go to take a shower and then get my rounds done and go to work and this and then... No.
А не, сега трябва да стана, сега трябва да ходя си скъпя, после ще трябва да мантрувам и после трябва да ходя на работа.
No, it's another day to awaken Krishna bhakti within your heart. That's what you have to see. Every day is a golden opportunity to awaken Krishna bhakti more and more within your heart.
Това е което трябва да виждате. Всеки ден е една нова възможност да събудите Кришна бхакти в сърцето си повече и повече.
At every minute you have that opportunity.
Всеки миг имате тази възможност.
Are you welcoming Krishna into your heart?
Каните ли Кришна сърцето си?
Are you thinking, well, later on, Krishna, right now I want some sense gratification? I could get up for Mangalarti, but I'm here at a nice hotel by the beach, so we'll have Mangalarti late.
Мога да стана за Mangalarti, обаче мога да си полежа, така че ще направя малко по-късно.
Today having Mangalarti at 4:30, we'll wait till sun, well, we'll sleep till after the sun comes up and then have Mangalarti.
Няма да правя Mangalarti в 4:30, ще чакам слънцето да изгрее, тогава ще направя Mangalarti.
See, what are you doing? You're putting your senses first and Krishna second.
Това, което правите, е, че поставяте сетивата си на първо място, а Кришна след тях.
We can do that, but we don't get a very good connection with Krishna when we do that. That's the problem.
Можем да направим това, но връзката ни с Кришна не става много силна, ако правим това.
If you want a good connection with Krishna, follow Prabhupada's instructions.
Ако искате добра връзка с Кришна, следвайте инструкциите на Шрила Прабхупада.
Rise early for Mangalarti during Brahma Muhurta.
Ставайте рано за Mangalarti по време на Брахма Мухурта.
Have a nice program and then you can enjoy your day, no problem.
Направете хубава програма и след това се насладете на деня.
But put Krishna first.
Но нека Кришна да е пръв.
Not your senses.
А не стивата.
That's the key.
Това е ключ.
If you'll always put Krishna first,
ако винаги поставите Кришна на първо място,
then your mind will stay fixed to Krishna all day long.
тогава умът ви ще остане фиксиран върху Кришна цял ден.
It won't be wandering here into this object of sense gratification and that object of sense gratification.
А няма да умът ви да шари от един обект за стимул наслаждение към друг обект.
And you'll be swimming in the ocean of bliss 24 hours a day.
И вие ще плувате в океан от блаженство 24 часа на ден.
We can go all the way to the coast and swim in the Black Sea for an hour or two.
Можем да проплуваме пътя до морето и да плуваме в Черно море 1-2 часа.
But you can only swim for a little bit in the Black Sea.
Но колко ще поплувате в Черно море?
And then you get tired.
После се уморите.
But if you can swim in the sea of in the Black Krishna Sea. Krishna Sea is also black. Krishna is black.
Ако поплувате в морето на Черното море на Кришна, защото Кришна също е черен.
If you can swim in the Black Krishna Sea.
Поплувате в Черното море на Кришна.
By absorbing yourself in that mood of loving mood of that loving relationship with the Supreme Lord.
Потапяйки себе си в това любовно настроение спрямо Кришна.
You'll be swimming all the time.
Ще плуваме през цялото време.
And you'll never get tired of it.
И никой няма да се умори.
And you go on for millions of years swimming and swimming and swimming in that Black Krishna Sea.
И можете да продължавате милиони и милиони години да продължавате да плувате в морето на Черни море.
It's much better than your Bulgarian Black Sea.
Много по-хубаво от вашето българско Черно море.
You can swim in the Krishna Black Sea.
Може да плувате в Черното море на Кришна.
So, are there any questions?
Имате ли някакви въпроси?
Narad Muni Prabhu.
Сутрин умът е свеж, поне той материал на природа имаме. И сутрин е свеж като краставица, която откъсваш от градината. Не го
правя.
Но вечерно време умът вече уморява се.
Да.
И тогава даже изключваш алтера. Какво да правим тогава? А пък при мен е малко по-рано, защото съм вече стар. Той мой ум не е дете, а мой е старец. Едва върви.
So in the morning, the mind is fresh. It's just awakening and it's fresh. But in the evening, in late evening hours, the mind gets tired and sometimes it flickers and it sometimes even stops working altogether.
No, doesn't stop working. The mind never stops working.
Умът не спира да работи.
The mind may become foolish, but it never stops.
Умът може да стане глупов, обаче не спира да работи.
И добре, защо забравяме това?
Why do we forget then?
Oh, that's foolishness.
Това е глупост.
The mind is active, but it's just foolishly acting.
Умът е активен, само че глупаво активен.
The mind is still acting, but it's not acting well. That's a...
Той пак си действа, но не действа добре.
You may think that you left your keys in the car, but actually you left them in your bedroom.
Може си мисли, че си оставя ключовете в колата, обаче те всъщност са в спалнята.
The mind is still active, it's just it's thinking the keys, it's active in a wrong way, that's a...
Умът продължава да е активен, просто е активен по грешен начин. Просто да, грешен.
The mind is always active.
Умът винаги е активен.
You can't turn off your mind.
Не можеш да изключиш ума си.
That's why you have to fix it on Krishna.
Ето защо трябва да го фиксираш върху Кришна.
You're next. Since he's done. You want to add a point? Go ahead.
Isn't that why we are supposed to take rest early?
Това е причината, поради която трябва да си лягаме, да почиваме рано.
Yes, we're advised to take rest early and get up early.
Това, което преведе, е, че трябва да си лягаме рано и да...
The late night hours means tamaguna.
Колкото по-късно става късните вечерни часове, означава tamaguna.
So always go to bed as early, unless there's a festival, then you may have to stay up late. But under normal situation, take rest very early.
Ако не е някакъв специален празничен ден,
and get up very early.
Когато трябва да останеш до късно, трябва да си лягаш рано.
Шрила Прабхупада quoted the American philosopher.
Шрила Прабхупада цитира един американски философ.
Бенджамин Франклин. He said, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise.
Той е римувано на английски и на български. Няма да мога да го римува, но означава Който си ляга рано и става рано, такъв човек е здрав, богат и мъдър.
So would you like to be healthy?
Искаш ли да си здрав?
Huh? Want to be healthy?
Да.
Yes. And wealthy also? Would you like to be wealthy?
Искаш ли да си богат?
Yes.
You like to be wise?
Искаш ли да бъдеш мъдър? Мъдър. He doesn't want to be rich.
Want to be a fool? Want to remain a fool?
Искаш ли да си станеш глупак?
He doesn't want to be rich. He doesn't want to be wealthy.
You want to remain fool?
No, he said he doesn't want to be wealthy. He doesn't want to be wealthy.
He can be wealthy for Krishna.
Huh?
He doesn't want to be wealthy. He doesn't want to be wealthy.
Actually, I would like my disciples to be wealthy. Because then we can use that money for spreading this movement.
Защото по този начин можем да използваме тези пари да разпространяваме това движение.
Аз искам Гуру Дев да е богат.
He wants you to be rich.
Huh?
He wants you to be rich.
To be wealthy?
He wants you to be wealthy.
That's all right. Spiritual master can engage millions of dollars in Krishna service.
Disciple has to be rich to make a spiritual master rich.
Ученика трябва да е богат, за да направи и духовния си учител богат.
Thank you very much за благословията.
My disciples, I'll become millionaires. See, then I'll become billionaire.
Всичките ученици трябва да станат милионери.
Thank you very much.
Някой трябва да станат милиардери, той трябва да стане милионер.
And we can use that money for spreading Krishna consciousness.
Thank you very much. Духовен обаче.
So all my disciples, they can become millionaires. That's very good.
Всички мои ученици могат да станат милионери. Това е много хубаво.
And they don't have to give me the... what is that called? Sunshield for the car instead of the tingle clutch.
Какво?
That's all right. So any other questions?
А други въпроси?
Any other questions? Yeah.
Ако се събуждаме без желание за живот, без желание да мъдруваме и ние започва много крив, какво да правим за да може да виждам всеки ден като на нова възможност за ставане на Кришна?
Sometimes when we wake up, the mind is not very enthusiastic. We feel down with life and we don't feel like chanting and doing all the spiritual things that we're supposed to do. So what should we do?
That's when you have to chant with great enthusiasm. You have to do it. You have to intelligently know, my mind is really off track. I need a good dose of chanting right now.
Това е моментът, в който с помощта на интелигентността си трябва да знаеш, ума ми днес е много зле и трябва да го оправя с голямо количество добро мантруване.
When your child is sick, you have to give the child medicine.
Когато детето е болно, трябва да му вземеш лекарство.
The child doesn't want the medicine.
Естествено, детето не
иска. But you give the child the medicine because you know the child needs it, or the child will get even more sick.
Но трябва да му го дадеш, защото знаеш, че ако не му го дадеш, стане още по-болно.
So your mind is like a child and you're the mother.
Така че умът ти е като едно дете, ти си майка.
When you don't feel like chanting, that means your mind is sick.
Ако не ти се мантрува, означава, че умът ти е болен.
That's when you need to give a good strong dose of the medicine.
Тогава трябва да му дадеш двойна доза лекарство.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you don't feel like chanting, that's when you need to chant, that's when you mostly need the chanting.
Баш когато не ти се мантрува, тогава е момента за най-много мантру. Когато най-много имаш нужда мантруваш.
We're meant to chant 24 hours a day.
Ние трябва да мантруваме по 24 часа на ден.
That is Krishna's order in the Bhagavad Gita.
Това е заповедта на Кришна в Бхагавад Гита.
Chapter 9, text 14. Satatang kityanto mam. That is Krishna's order. Always chant my glories. Do you have a question? You raised your hand. No? Okay. All right. Any other questions?
But she understood your question. She doesn't speak English, but she understood your question.
Huh?
She understood your question. She doesn't speak English, but she understood your question.
She understood my question?
Yeah, that was in transcendental.
She didn't need a translation. She's picking up English. See, a small child can pick up another language easily.
Yeah.
That's a fact. She can understand just by the body language and the whole mood of what's going on, what I meant.
She was repeating all Bhagavad Gita.
Children can easily learn by culture another whole new language. If you spoke English in your home, you and your wife, she would learn it easily to learn English.
My wife doesn't speak English.
She doesn't speak it at all.
No.
Yeah. That makes it harder.
Maybe the two of us, we have to speak English.
If you talk to her in English, she could learn both languages and become multi and bilingual. You spoke to her in English and Bulgarian, she would learn both languages.
Hopefully.
No, she would. This
with
age.
Your, with your blessings.
Huh?
With your blessings, because no one speaks English.
No, it's natural.
Three languages.
Huh?
Kirtan has picked up three languages.
What's the third one?
Well, Telugu, Hindi, and English.
Oh, the one boy in Houston, in Austin, in those three languages. Telugu, English, and Hindi. He knows all three languages.
I think I have to make up some translation.
Translation?
I have to catch up some translation.
Okay, translate.
Тук с малко се оплестахме. Той попита Карина, ти имаш ли въпрос, нещо да дигаш ръка? Карина, и Карина така реагира, не, аз не, нямам. И аз казах, че тя го разбра на трансцендентална платформа. Той всяка ще натрупа обясняваше, че децата много лесно възприемат езици. Ако говорят вкъщи на два езика, могат да възприемат два езика. И стана въпрос за някакво момченце в Остин, което говори Талко.
Телегу, хинди и английски.
Хинди и английски. Три езика говориш.
Without any lessons.
Без никакви уроци.
Just because the parents speak all languages, three languages in the house, he automatically knows all three languages.
И понеже родителите му говорят три езика вкъщи, той автоматично знае три езика.
So she could learn English just by speaking, just you speaking it to her, and you know, half the time she would be fluent in English too. Yeah. And that's automatically. Yeah. Without any lessons.
Yeah.
To be bilingual. Okay, Narada Muni.
Става въпрос за ума, който също трябва да бъде чист, доколкото е. Тези неща съвпадат. Това съвпада ли? Чистенето на сърцето с чистенето на ума.
So, Shikshastika starts with Chetu Dharpa Namarjanam, which means cleansing the heart from the dust we've accumulated in many lifetimes. And here we also heard that we have to purify, we have to clean the dust from our mind. So is this the same, cleaning the heart and cleaning the
mind? Yeah, heart and mind are the same thing.
Умът и сърцето са едно и също нещо.
It's not the physical heart, we're talking about the consciousness.
Не говорим за физическото сърце, говорим за съзнанието.
We're not talking about the brain, the physical brain or the physical heart.
Не говорим за физическия мозък и за физическото сърце.
Sanskrit is mana.
На санскрит е мана.
Sanskrit is translated as the heart. That person has a good heart, you see. It's not talking, he's a very good-hearted person. It doesn't talk about it physical, it's talking about he has his mood, he has a loving mood, he's a good-hearted person.
Той е много добросърдечен, не се отнася за сърцето му, че има много добро сърце, означава, че има много добро отношение, много добър човек.
So heart and mind can be used interchangeably in the context of the Prabhupada's teachings.
Ум и сърце могат да са взаимозаменяеми в контекста на учението на Шрила Прабхупада.
Okay, if there's nothing else, we can stop.
May I ask a question?
And we thank you all very much. There's a nice question?
Yes, I have.
All right.
I'm a social person. And
what kind?
Social. Social. Social person.
Social, okay.
And I've always thought that we cannot fight the mind, the senses, the illusion, and all the bad qualities that we have accumulated also by ourselves, sitting alone in some place. We need people that can support us even when we're down. They can give us a good example and give us a lift.
That's right. That's correct.
So is it possible for, like, people say you only need to read the books or you only need to rise up early, but when you're on your own, I've heard this term samskara in Sanskrit, actually means that the past experience, it might not be pious, might be impious experience, mm-hmm. it also impacts our behavior mm-hmm. nowadays. So can we actually counteract this on our own, sitting somewhere?
Well, we need help. That's why you require a spiritual master. That's why you require the association of devotees. The fact is, we're not able to do this on our own. The injunction is sadhu sangha sarva shastre kais, sadhu sangha lava matra sarva siddhi hai. That by even one moment's association with a saintly person, a sadhu, you can it's stated in all the scriptures, sarva siddhi hai, sarva shastri hai. I mean, it said that in sarva shastre kai, it says that in all the shastras it is declared that you can achieve all sarva siddhi hai. You can get all perfection just all by that sadhu sangha. So you need the association of devotees, either in physically or by meditation as well. If you're not fit with them, at least you're working with them in a harmonious way, even from a distance. Tell him.
Разбора. Въпросът ми е, че аз като социално същество си мисля, че за мен е така, че не мога сам да се боря и нали, да си контролирам ума и да ставам рано сам някъде някакво отдалечено кътче. И въпросът ми е дали възможно да преодолем санскарите, които нашето могат да бъдат както положителни, така и негативни, негативен опит, навици от миналото. Може ли си мишка да ги продълем? Санкчана Прабху каза, че е невъзможно и че ние винаги имаме нуждата от общуването на преднададените. Както се казва, както каза самия Чайтанья Махапрабху, секунда общуване с преднададените, това може да даде най-голямото съвършенство в живота. И трябва да общуваме чрез преднададените постоянно.
Чрез медитация или чрез...
You should be a part of a spiritual family. Even if you can't always be with them, you should still always be working in harmony with them. That's why we have ISKCON. Many devotees work on their own during the week. They come together once or twice a week with the devotees, but they're always in that mood of being part of the spiritual family. Just like a man, he lives with his wife and children, and he feels affection for them, so he goes out and works very hard every day to maintain them.
Както един мъж, който обича скрутата си, децата си, излиза навънка и работи, за да ги поддържа.
The office, his wife and children are not there. The office, his wife and children are not there.
В офиса ги няма жената и децата.
But he has their picture there, so he can think of them while he's working.
Си е сложил тяхна снимка, за да може да си мисли за тях, докато работи.
That picture inspires him to work hard and do well at his job.
И тази снимка го вдъхновява да работи докато. She gives you a picture.
So the same thing, you can have your guru's picture. You say, I'm serving my spiritual master. In that way you feel inspired, you feel connection with your spiritual master. And the other devotees are also in that mood of serving their spiritual master. You see, you can... That encourage you see other devotees who are also in the mood of serving their guru, that inspires you to serve your guru.
Is
anything else? Okay, we'll stop here and we thank you all very much for your participation in this program. Bhagavad Gita class. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.